When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price pushes through 51,000, extending the bull short-term target to 56K. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Katherine Clark shares here, Bitcoin to 100,000 is less than 2x from current prices. Let that sink in for a bit. And as Max Kaiser shares here, new all-time high incoming. Let's go. Also in today's show, Mr. Wonderful's crypto allocation is now larger than his gold holdings. That's right. Kevin O'Leary, aka Mr. Wonderful, was recently interviewed by Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, quoting him here, "For the first time ever, my crypto exposure is greater than gold." And not only that, but he now has the infamous Bitcoin laser eyes in his profile pic. Also in today's show, breaking news, the fifth largest U.S. retail bank, U.S. Bank, to launch Bitcoin custody service. Quoting them here, "Our fund and institutional custody clients have accelerated their plans to offer cryptocurrency, and in response, we made it a priority to accelerate our ability to offer custody services." Also in today's show, there is a large pump coming to Bitcoin, hence this Bitcoin price metric, but maybe not until December. According to the stochastic RSI, this cross only happened two other times in history. You guessed it, September 2013 and May 2012, and then large pumps followed all three previous crosses. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin is pumping and in the green, while many of the alts are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The early morning momentum that pushed Bitcoin back above 50,000 on October 5th continued throughout the day after the bulls took control of the market and bid the Bitcoin price up near $51,900. And data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed that after a brief period of consolidation, the bulls resumed their drive higher, and many analysts were watching to see if the Bitcoin's price holds the $50,000 level as support. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 4-hour candle chart. And since touching $40,885 on September 29th, Bitcoin's price has rallied 26.8% and reignited traders' hope for a year-end close above the critical six-figure mark, a level that has become a de facto price target for the end of 2021. And as Cantor and Clark shares here, Bitcoin to 100,000 is less than 2x from current prices. Let that sink in for a bit. And he's right, now that we surpassed 50,000. However, hold your horses, we still need to reclaim 55,000. Quoting David Lifshitz, the managing partner and chief investment officer of XO Alpha, right here, "At this point, there are two possibilities. Either the bulls get back in the game and push Bitcoin above $55,000, and we can expect a reach towards the $64,000 all-time high soon after, or they remain skeptical about the move from $44,000 to $48,000 in just 2 minutes and may not have enough firepower to go past $53,000 to $55,000, at which point Bitcoin could just go back in the middle of its five-month-old $40,000 to $50,000 range. But now let's discuss the long-term range high, which is targeting $320,000 per Bitcoin and above. A more macro long-term perspective was provided by crypto trader and synonymous Twitter user Pentoshi, who posted the following chart highlighting the multi-year trading range for the king of all crypto and sharing his tweet right here. I also trade ranges. Range trading is clean, but when Bitcoin trends hard, it trends. These are my ranges on the macro, looking to take the range highs, as you can see here in this chart. And someone asked him here in the comments, $300,000. Wow. I mean, my worst bullish scenario is around $200,000, but seeing the most enlightened penguin targeted more than $300,000, I don't know. I have to digest this info. And Pentoshi responded, no, real target is $180,000 or so. So there you have it. And Max Kaiser, host of the Kaiser Report and Orange Pill podcast, along with Stacey Herbert, says new all-time high incoming. Let's freaking go. And his Bitcoin year-end price target still sits at $220,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Kaiser. And before I break down our next story of the day, Mr. Wonderful's crypto allocation is now larger than his gold holdings, as well as breaking news, the fifth largest U.S. retail bank to launch Bitcoin custody service, as well as a large pump coming to Bitcoin, hence this Bitcoin price metric, but maybe not until December. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin is breaking out, now up almost 5% for the day with a new high above $52,300. Let's freaking go. We have Ether correcting down 0.4%, but still trading above $3,400. We have Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, Cardano, and XRP all in the red, as most of the major altcoins are currently correcting. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Entrepreneur and Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, also known as Mr. Wonderful, has revealed he now holds more crypto than gold. During a new interview hosted by Daniela Cambone from Sansbury Research, O'Leary stated that his investment portfolio has a larger exposure to crypto than gold. However, he still advocates for holding both, as they are two different asset classes and the comparisons between gold and Bitcoin are irrelevant, according to him. Quoting him here, I have 5% in gold. Crypto for the first time is more than gold for me, and I'm going to keep my gold. I see no reason to sell it. And the best way to look at it, if you're an investor, either you believe in decentralized finance and centralized finance, and you believe in Bitcoin and Ethereum and the blockchain, or you don't. If you don't, stay in gold as a hedge. And if you do, tip into it, he said. So there you have it. And to watch this interview with Mr. Wonderful and Daniela Cambone, check the show notes below the video in the description. And it appears that O'Leary's crypto portfolio allocation is currently around 6%. And he stated that he plans to reach 7% by year's end, with investments divided among digital assets and blockchain companies. Quoting him again here, I'm now going to be at 7%, hopefully by year end. So I'm a believer in it. I'm an investor in it. I put many bets out with different companies now that they're developing products in these areas. And I'm pretty comfortable with where I sit. So I'm happy to listen to anybody, but I am sorry, I don't agree with the answer is you have zero exposure to crypto. And speaking on the investment opportunities in the crypto sector, O'Leary also stated he's no longer just betting on the price of Bitcoin anymore, as he emphasized the potential of the broader ecosystem. Quoting him again here, there's so many other ways to invest, particularly in blockchain opportunities, Solana, Ethereum. You know, I mean, there's so many different layer ones. And then, of course, layer two is the derivatives, and they're put on top of Ethereum, Solana, and all the others, he said. And questioned on the possibility of the U.S. government banning Bitcoin and crypto in the future, the 67-year-old said he doesn't see a situation where cryptos are going away, as he thinks the government doesn't want to fall behind in payments tech innovation. Quoting him again here, the productivity enhancements that are available through cryptocurrencies and the entire infrastructure of decentralized finance are far too interesting for even governments. I don't think the U.S. government wants to fall behind in the development of new payment systems and services online. Now, Mr. Wonderful's presence in crypto has been growing in 2021, and his latest comments provide a stark contrast to his description of Bitcoin as a giant nothing burger back in January. I also like to point out that O'Leary signed a multi-year deal to serve as a brand ambassador and spokesperson for FTX Global Crypto Exchange. And as part of the deal, the entrepreneur also elected to be paid in crypto assets. Also like to point out that he says if a Bitcoin ETF finally gets approved in the United States, he could allocate as much as 20% of his portfolio into crypto. And as you know, there has been talks from Bloomberg and Telegram intelligence commodity strategist Mike McGlone, as well as Eric Balchunas, saying that a Bitcoin ETF is likely to be approved this month of October. They put it at a 75% chance. And if that happens, that can send the Bitcoin market absolutely parabolic to six figures. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, the fifth largest U.S. retail bank to launch Bitcoin custody service, as well as large pump coming to Bitcoin, hence this Bitcoin price metric, but maybe not until December. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.2 trillion with $128 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance on the climb at 44.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Shiba leading the pack, pun intended, up 77% for the day and 228% for the week. Sia coin up 13%, trading at 1.8 cents. And Dogecoin up 5.5%, trading just above 25 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 68 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 59, last week a 24, and last month a 79 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. U.S. Bank announced Tuesday that its crypto custody services are now live and available to its global fund services clients. U.S. Bancorp, with nearly 70,000 employees and $559 billion in assets as of June 30th, is the parent company of U.S. Bank, the fifth largest bank in the country. The Minneapolis-based company serves millions of customers locally, nationally, and globally. U.S. Bank Wealth Management and Investment Services has more than $8.6 trillion in assets under custody and administration and $282 billion in assets under management globally as of June 30th. And quoting their announcement right here, the services are intended for institutional investment managers with private funds in the U.S. or Cayman Islands who would like a safekeeping solution for Bitcoin with additional coin support coming soon. Now, NYDIG, which stands for New York Digital Investment Group, is a technology and financial services company dedicated to Bitcoin and is the first crypto sub-custodian announced in the bank's network of providers. It adds that NYDIG is a Bitcoin investment arm of Stone Ridge Asset Management. And quoting their vice chair right here, investor interest in cryptocurrency and demand from our fund services clients have grown strongly over the last few years. Our fund and institutional custody clients have accelerated their plans to offer crypto currency, and in response, we made it a priority to accelerate our ability to offer custody services. Now, the U.S. bank first established its blockchain and crypto practice back in 2015 when the price of Bitcoin was less than $200. The price of Bitcoin is now hovering around 53,000 plus at the time of this recording. The bank announced the launch of three crypto offerings back in April to meet the growing needs of clients. The first was the custody service, which is now live. The second was an investment in Securrency, a developer of institutional-grade blockchain-based financial and regulatory technology. And the third was that the U.S. bank had been selected to administer NYDIG's Bitcoin ETF fund this year, pending regulatory approvals. So there you have it. Hopefully a Bitcoin ETF finally gets approved in the United States sooner than later. And before I break down our final story of the day, large pump coming into Bitcoin, hence this Bitcoin price metric, but maybe not until December. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 940 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin should see a large price increase thanks to a rare bullish phenomenon that just hit for the first time in 7 years. That's right. In his latest update on Bitcoin's relative strength index, better known as the RSI, popular Twitter analyst TechDev flagged major similarities between this year and the 2013 Bitcoin bull run. Now, as Bitcoin heads higher, the RSI has rapidly increased and is currently cooling from overbought territory, suggesting a temporary and even modest price pullback. However, when zooming out, the stochastic RSI is in the midst of repeating its moves from 2013, which preceded Bitcoin's run to what were then all-time highs of around $1,300. And for comparison, Bitcoin began that year at just $13. Now, the stochastic RSI measures the relative strength index and weakness of the RSI indicator itself. Quoting Tech Dev right here, Bitcoin had its second bullish monthly stochastic RSI cross between 20 and 80 this cycle, an especially bullish cross September 2021 and May 2020. Tech Dev commented alongside a chart showing the action. This cross only happened two other times in history. You guessed it, September 2013 and May 2012. Large pumps followed all three previous crosses. As you can see right here in this chart, the first one had an increase of 2,700%. The second one, 770%, and moving into the fourth quarter of 2021 is projected to be around 450%. And let's run the math with Bitcoin currently trading at around 53,000. If we were to increase 450% here in Q4, that would put each Bitcoin valued at around $238,000 per BTC. Can you see that happening before the end of this year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, as impressive as that may sound, the Bitcoin bulls may have to wait a little longer for the ultimate push for the peak to hit. This is also thanks to the historical Bitcoin price data, which analyst Rec Capital says shows new all-time highs coming in December rather than October. And what's more, November may even see a retracement back to current price levels of just above 50,000. Checking out these tweets from crypto analyst Rec Capital, based on historically reoccurring Bitcoin price tendencies across cycles, Bitcoin could rally to 63,500 in October, then retrace to the low slash mid 50,000s in November, then break out to new all-time highs. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Also like to point out that such a seemingly conservative prediction nonetheless does not conflict with other popular models, notably the worst case scenario monthly close series from Stock the Flow model creator Plan B, which I commonly cover here in the show. The forecast demands $63,000 close for October, $98,000 for November, and at least $135,000 for December's monthly close. I like to point out that's worst case scenario according to on-chain data. Now, the numbers for August and September of 47,000 and 43 respectively were exactly on point. So shout out to Plan B. Also like to point out Plan B's best case scenario is the $450,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year. And his Stock the Flow X model, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price pushes through now 53,000 this morning, extending the bull short-term target to 56K. Also in today's show, we discussed Mr. Wonderful's crypto allocation is now larger than his gold holdings, as well as breaking news, the fifth largest U.S. retail bank, U.S. Bank, to launch Bitcoin custody service, as well as a large pump coming to Bitcoin, hence this Bitcoin price metric, which could take us to $238,000 before the end of this year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Manz Mula as well as Lawrence Abramoff. I appreciate the kind super chat contributions as always, fam. Much love. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Bitbud wrote, quoting Satoshi, a purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution. Amen. That's why in Satoshi's name we praise. The next featured comment comes from Lawrence, who wrote, happy second birthday of the channel, brother. That's right. Yesterday we celebrated the second year anniversary of the YouTube channel doing this daily live podcast. Let's all hope you will be here for years to come. My response, thanks so much, Lawrence. I truly appreciate the kind contribution via Super Chat as well, fam. Cheers to the next 2 years. And the third and final featured comment comes from Inner Dinosaur, who wrote, thanks, JV. Love the news and the constant positive vibe. Great show. See y'all tomorrow. Let's freaking go. BTC. My response, cheers, fam. Always appreciate you tuning in. One love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.